British phone hacking scandal comes to America.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller is now calling for a U.S. investigation to see if there was any phone hacking done here by Rupert Murdoch's U.S. media holdings, the Wall Street Journal, Fox News Channel, the New York Post. Meanwhile, in London, the British Parliament is expected to unite in calling for Murdoch to drop his bid to buy the biggest television network in the UK. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with the latest on that story. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
It seems like every day this story just gets bigger and bigger.
It's almost Shakespearean what's happened to Murdoch.
Yeah. You know,
when sorrows come, they come not single spies but in battalions.
Wow.
His share price has slumped. He's had to shut down one of his most profitable British newspapers. And today, as you say, he faces this unprecedented move by a UK parliament. This usually only happens in wartime. All the main parties will unite to condemn News Corp and call on Murdoch to drop his bid for B Sky B, the country's biggest commercial TV company. It's the speed of Murdoch's fall from grace that's so amazing. Roy Greenslade of City University says it's almost akin to the Arab Spring.
Within a week, rather like an Arab potentate, he has been dislodged and demonized, and the result is almost a kind of revolution against him and a revolution against the kind of media he stands for.
You know, Stephen, how much will this damage his company and Rupert Murdoch specifically?
Well, his hold on power has certainly been very severely shaken. News Corp share price has fallen 14% because of this crisis. And it's emerged that News Corp's planning to spend $5 billion propping up its own share price.
Wow. All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reporting from London today. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Here at home, Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke is expected to testify in just a few hours before the House Financial Services Committee. It's one of his regular hearings before Congress. So today, a lot of folks you wouldn't expect will be listening for what the Fed chair says about the European debt crisis. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Last month, a reporter asked Bernanke if U.S. banks could lose money on those bad Greek loans.
Direct exposures are pretty small, and we're doing all we can to monitor those exposures.
Fed speak can sometimes be confusing, and you'll hear some of it today. But Bernanke has tried to be less of an oracle and more professorial. He seems to like explaining macroeconomics, and Bernanke's embraced new public interest in what the Fed does.
Ultimately, right, people want to know about the basic state of the economy. They want to know about inflation, and they want to know about unemployment.
That's Ann Owen, an economics professor at Hamilton College in New York. Bernanke has given the Fed a higher profile, but despite the Fed chairman's best efforts, Kevin Jakes, a finance professor at Baldwin Wallace College in Ohio, says,
but the complexity of financial markets is such that it is still very, very difficult for people to understand some of what the Fed did and why they chose to do it.
In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Stocks are rebounding today thanks to word from China that its economy grew by 9.5% last quarter. The Shanghai market added about 1.5%. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow shed 58 points to close at 12,446.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The Mesa, Arizona City Council is about to pass an ordinance requiring convenience store owners to ratchet up their security. That's bad news, of course, for beer thieves. But as Peter O'Dowd reports from station KJZZ in Phoenix, the business community doesn't much like it either.
Consider Michael Rahal, one of those concerned business owners.
Thanks once more.
Okay.
Have a good weekend, Chuck.
You're welcome.
Rahal runs Fiesta Liquors in Mesa. His customers buy milk, candy, and tortillas, and of course he sells all sorts of alcohol. The new law would require some stores to clear their windows so police officers can see inside. For Rahal, that would mean taking down row after row of whiskey and vodka bottles stacked against the glass.
Where do we put it? If we lose half of their inventory, our inventory, then we might as well close our doors.
The truth is, Fiesta Liquors probably won't have to worry. The ordinance applies to stores with an average of 30 police calls a year. Rahal says he rarely calls the cops. It's more likely to affect big chains like Circle K, 7-Eleven, and Quick Trip. About 40 of those stores in Mesa meet the threshold. Those in question may have to add more cameras, trim overgrown bushes, or install lighting around a dumpster.
Well, it's going to certainly cost them some money, but on the other hand, they have a crime problem.
Scott Summers is Mesa's vice mayor. He says some stores that logged more than 200 police calls a year were literally right next door to comparable stores that hardly ever called police.
That was what was fascinating about it. It really does come down to how the stores are operated and the type of environment they have around them, how they're designed.
Summers says the city has tried for almost 3 years to pass this law. Tim McCabe is a big reason it's taken so long. He's the president of the Arizona Food Marketing Alliance. The group loudly criticized an early version that applied to all 150 or so convenience stores in the city of Mesa. McCabe says this new law would be better, but he still doesn't like the idea of regulating stores that are struggling in this economy.
What does one city ordinance lead to? What's next?
The city council could vote as early as Thursday. Both sides expect the ordinance to pass. In Mesa, Arizona, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.
And finally, a New York subway rider advocacy group says one in three payphones in the city's underground subway stations didn't work when tested last summer. Verizon operates most of those phones and says it fixes them within 24 hours of an outage being reported. You might ask, of course, who the heck uses payphones nowadays anyway? Well, considering your cell phone is useless in underground New York, those payphones are a pretty important connection. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The economic story of China the past 20 years is growth, right? But if you look real close, there's this sneaking feeling there that any given moment, it can all go poof.
People who have been doing extremely well, who've got themselves a nice little apartment, who've got themselves a nice car, suddenly wake up tomorrow and their mum's had a stroke. There is no net.
I'm Kai Rizdal. What happens when? That's on our series, The 5-Year Plan, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.